This is News Talk.
Well, the timing of Edwin Poots' resignation just before 9 o'clock means that it does get into the papers this morning. It's on the front of the Irish Times. Words like chaos and turmoil being thrown around. Edwin Poots quit as DUP leader last night after losing the support of his party less than 5 weeks after he was elected to replace Arlene Foster. He was only ratified as DUP leader 20 days ago and then is suddenly gone. And it's not clear what the consequences may be now for Paul Given, who obviously was nominated as First Minister yesterday, and what happens him today. And we have the North South Ministerial Council meeting, which was due to be held this morning, that has now been cancelled. So watch this space, all eyes on Stormont today. And as Ciara Kelly said, Minister Simon Coveney will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to react to the news from last night. The other main story in the front of the Irish Times, they have an opinion poll on how Irish people feel about reopening, and some of the results are absolutely extraordinary. It really shows that the Irish people are totally split on how we reopen the country and if we should or not. So just to run you through some of the findings, they were asked about reopening and 50% said they want to reopen as quickly as possible, but 46% of people surveyed said they want to reopen at a much slower pace than is planned. Then you look at socialising this summer, and 67% said they're looking forward to socialising, but 30% said that they are anxious. When you look at after people are vaccinated and whether or not life should return to normal, well, 32% say life should return to normal, but 65% said that some precautions should remain. And do you intend to go on holidays abroad this summer? Well, 14% said yes, but a whopping 78% of people surveyed said no. And as the Irish Times says, a narrow majority of people say the reopening of social and economic life should proceed quickly, but a significant minority are much more cautious. I suppose that's what 14, 15 months of restrictions and lockdowns does to people. You do become anxious and cautious. The Irish Independent talking about going abroad. Young people told to keep their lives on hold as vaccine rollout slows. These are young people who obviously largely are unvaccinated. They should not travel abroad this summer, NPHET has warned. This was the warning from Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan last night, warning against non-essential foreign travel for people who haven't been vaccinated. And what's interesting about this is that this is at odds completely with the digital COVID cert, the vaccine passport, if you want to call it that. That's due to kick in on the 19th of July. But with the digital green cert, the EU says you can go abroad if you've tested negative, if you've been vaccinated, or if you've had COVID within the past, 6 months or whatever. So that's the official EU advice on travelling abroad. But in Ireland, you're being told, actually, don't travel abroad. Same story on the Irish Daily Mail. Don't go abroad if you're under 30. And that paper says that this put Ireland at odds with the digital green cert. Dr. Houlihan acknowledged that the approach will be difficult for young men and women, but he said that there are plenty of good holiday opportunities in Ireland. Now, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror going with the tragedy that we heard about yesterday of this young girl who died after a horse incident in Rathcoole. And the Star says tributes flooded in last night for a tragic teenage girl who died after falling off a horse at an equestrian centre. She's been named in the paper as talented young rider Tiggy Hancock, 15 years of age, described as a rising star in the sport of eventing. And she died during a training exercise at a Dublin equestrian centre on Wednesday. And I know that the equestrian world in Ireland has been left absolutely shocked and reeling from this really, really sad story. And that's on the front of two of the papers. On the front of the Irish Examiner, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is being accused of just not getting the crisis in housing. Leo Varadkar has been accused of failing to understand public anger at the housing crisis by playing down concerns about rising property prices. The Examiner says a political row broke out when Leo Varadkar seemingly dismissed the impact of rising house prices. As the Examiner says, at a time when thousands of people can't get mortgages and are stuck paying sky-high rents, Leo Varadkar acknowledged the rise in house prices, but he said 65% of Irish people own their own home, and he said house prices are substantially lower than they were during the Celtic Tiger era. And I think a lot of people are saying that's not something to aim towards. We shouldn't be aiming towards house prices being at Celtic Tiger levels, because obviously they were unsustainable when they were at those levels and the housing market actually collapsed. But anyway, Sinn Féin, Pierce Doherty, TD, saying the government simply doesn't get it, and he called for a doubling of capital investment in housing in the next budget. That's the same as what the ESRI were calling for, wasn't it? The Irish Times also talks about this national maternity hospital and so many people wanting the state to own it. But the Irish Times says the state has tried everything possible to buy the land that the new National Maternity Hospital will be built on, but it has failed to do so. Government and opposition TDs have been told. Sources said that during a candid private briefing yesterday with Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, they were told that it has not been possible to buy the South Dublin site. And obviously there are concerns about what sort of influence could be on that hospital there. And the state, for some reason, cannot buy this land around the new National Maternity Hospital. Now, the Irish Daily Star has an interesting story this morning. You may have forgotten that TV licence inspectors do go around and check if you have a licence or not. And we're told that they're back on the road and they're planning a major blitz on households this summer. This is to make up for what's called lost time due to COVID. So obviously TV licence inspectors, not a priority going around during level 5, checking do people have televisions or not. So now a blitz is going to happen. Inspectors began hitting doorsteps again after June 7th. And a spokesperson for An Post said inspectors are back in action now. 240,000 TV licence inspections were carried out in 2020. So just be aware of that, that they are watching and seeing if you have a TV and if you have a licence. Daily Express has the latest person to be cancelled, and it's Enid Blyton. So we've had Roald Dahl cancelled recently for his comments back, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago on Jewish people. Now, Enid Blyton's granddaughter last night called for critics to leave her alone after English Heritage recycled allegations of racism, sexism and homophobia. So the charity erected a blue plaque for Enid Blyton in 1997. But after the Black Lives Matter protest, basically they've updated their website now to include criticism of Enid Blyton. The plaque will stay, but her granddaughter said she's been dead for more than 50 years. I wish people would just leave her alone. It's interesting, this pattern that we have of resurrecting comments from people made, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, and sort of putting it in a modern context. Although some people would say you shouldn't be making comments even 50, 60, 70 years ago that could be seen as racist or homophobic. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Star, and probably not a big issue because a lot of people are working from home, but if you are in the office, you probably have this experience yourself. Almost half of people have a work colleague or indeed a friend who has driven them mad by making a sound whenever they are with them. The survey also found that a quarter of people hate the sound of people clicking their joints, and almost a third say the sound they hate most is people chewing. Now, I actually hate slurping more than chewing. I can't stand when someone makes a cup of tea and then they take that big slurp and then they do the noise as well. It kills me. But anyway, that's probably annoying for you to listen to as well. 1 in 5 get irritated by the sound of someone humming tunelessly. Actually, I was in a shop yesterday. The guy hadn't a note in his head behind the till, but he was flat out singing. And 1 in 10 cannot stand the sound of someone clicking their pen or whistling. We've little to give out about, but these are the things that annoy us. Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers this morning. Actually, I'll give you the top 10 real quick. Car alarms that won't turn off. Nails down a blackboard. Oh, that's brutal sound. Snoring. The dentist drill. Arguing. Music you hate. Other people chewing. Drilling. A knife scraping on crockery. And a fire alarm. You can text me with your own views on that.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.